With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I thank the Lord for this opportunity that God gives us day after day together by the radio and study His precious Word together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible again to the book of John, chapter number 8, and we're continuing our study on Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The Bible said in John chapter 8, verse number 28, "Then said Jesus unto them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things." You recall in our previous studies, we have been looking at Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We look first of all at His supernatural birth. Then we look at His supernatural boyhood. We looked at His supernatural baptism. We looked at His supernatural battling. And we saw that all of these reveal that He is a supernatural person. He is not a normal man, but He is the Son of God. And then we begin our study about His supernatural death. And we looked in the Gospel of John, in chapter number 8. And we find finally, after all of their doubts and denials, that Jesus said here in John 8:28, if I may put it in our own language, the Lord Jesus said, "You do not believe I'm He, but you wait till I am lifted up." He said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am He." When you put me on that cross, then there will be sufficient evidence for you to know that I am the Son of God. So we want to turn in our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter number 27, and we're going to look at some of the things that happened miraculously around the death of the Lord Jesus Christ that did not happen when anyone else died, that give us evidence that Jesus Christ is not just a common person, but He is the Son of God. Notice, if you will, in your Bible, please, in Matthew chapter number 27 and verse number 45, you remember the story. Our Lord has been put on the cross at 9 o'clock in the morning. He's hanging there now for 3 hours. In verse number 45, the Bible said, from the sixth hour, that would be 12 o'clock noon, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. At about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" May I first of all present to you as evidence that Jesus Christ is the supernatural Son of God, is this supernatural darkness. I remind you, this was not an alignment of the planets that caused the darkness upon the face of the earth at this particular time. You see, God's Son, Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world, takes upon Him the sins of the world, and the world turns dark for a period of 3 solid hours. The first 3 hours He hang on the cross, God gave His Son to man. They spit upon Him. They ridiculed Him. They scorned Him. They had placed on Him a crown of thorns, and they mocked Him and all of the sufferings that they put Him through. But now then, at the middle of the day, God sends a supernatural darkness that covers the face of the earth. And then God, for 3 hours, takes His Son into secluded darkness to deal with him, that he might be the sin barrier and the sin offering for the sins of the world. And so this supernatural darkness, 3 hours from 12 noon until mid-afternoon, is Bible evidence. This is no common person who is dying. It's God saying to those religious folk that were there, you remember I told you when you lift me up, you'll know that I am he. So the first evidence in his supernatural death is the supernatural darkness. Then let's read on. In verse number 47, the Bible said, some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, this man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, let be. Let us see whether Elias will come to save him. But now notice in verse number 50, the Bible said, Jesus, when he had cried with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. Here we have not only a supernatural darkness, but we have a supernatural death. No one ever died as the Lord Jesus Christ died. The Bible simply said here that he gave up the ghost. Now, if you're a student of the Word of God, you remember back in his ministry in John chapter number 10, our Lord talked about this. He said in verse number 17, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father. So the Lord Jesus Christ dies, but his death was not like any other death. You see, in the normal realm of life, death is the victor and the person is the victim. But it's not so in the Lord Jesus Christ. Death operates on a restricted license. The wages of sin is death, and where there's no sin, then death has no license to operate. And so death could not take the Lord Jesus Christ out of this life because he knew no sin. But for Christ to become that sin bearer, the sacrifice of God that taketh away the sin of the world, then he must die. And so it's not death killing him, but it's him dying of his own will, his own choosing. May I just remind you that the Son of God chose the place where he would die, at Jerusalem, at Calvary. The Lord Jesus Christ chose the plan by which he would be put to death. He would be crucified. And the Lord Jesus Christ chose the exact period, the day when he would be crucified. And then when it comes time for him to die, death cannot kill him. So he literally breathes out breath. The Bible calls it yielding up the spirit or yielding up the ghost. You and I cannot do that. If we could keep ourselves from breathing long enough, then we would become unconscious and our voluntary muscles would start our breathing again. But friend, that's not the way it was with Christ. You see, he breathed the first breath of life into the first Adam. And so he had no problem breathing out breath from his own body and not breathing back in. He yields up the ghost. He dies of his own will. Sin did not kill him. The Jews did not kill him. The Romans did not kill him. They crucified him, but he died of his own will. He had that commandment of the Father that he laid down his life that he might take it up again. But then I want you to notice, not only there is a supernatural darkness, and there is a supernatural death. Again, I remind you, he said to those Jews, when you lift up the Son of Man, you'll know that I am he. I want to just mention the third thing. I will not have time to deal with it on the broadcast today, but the Lord willing, we will on the next broadcast. Notice, if you will, in verse number 51, not only there's a supernatural darkness and there's a supernatural death, but then there are supernatural disturbances when Christ dies on the cross of Calvary. Again, I remind you, he said to them Jews, when you lift me up, you're going to know that I am he. And so they see the supernatural darkness. They see the supernatural death. But now here are the supernatural disturbances. Look at your Bible in the book of Matthew chapter 27, verse number 51. The Bible said, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the grave after his resurrection, and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Notice these supernatural disturbances that take place when Christ dies on the cross of Calvary. Let me just mention them briefly. In verse number 51, the very moment that Christ yielded up the ghost on the cross outside the city limits of Jerusalem, then inside the city, inside the temple, the veil of the temple, which was so strong that some writers tell us it would have taken 12 yoke of oxen to have caused this to rip. And you will notice it does not rent from bottom to top as though some man had torn it apart, but it rents from the top to the bottom. And at that same instant, while the veil of the temple is renting inside the temple, out on the hillside where they're at Calvary, the earth begins to quake. And then the rocks rent, which simply means they burst open. And then the graves were opened. And the Bible said, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the grave after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. So he said to those Jews, when you lift me up, you'll know that I am he. And there is the supernatural darkness that says to those unbelieving Jews, hey, this is not an ordinary man. There is something supernatural about this man. And then they watched him die that supernatural death. And again, something says to them, this is no ordinary man. And then there are those disturbances. And those disturbances say to them that he is not a normal man. I'm talking about Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He said, when you lift me up, you'll know that I am he. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. I do want to take this opportunity and wish all of you who listen to the radio a Merry Christmas and a Christ-centered New Year to the glory of our God. Let me also wish a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the staff and management of all of the radio stations that carry the broadcast. We're all laborers together with God, and I trust that God will use our labor to his glory. As you go through the holiday season, don't forget the reason for the season. Keep Christ in the center of all your Christmas activities. As you do your giving, I trust you'll remember the Harvest Time broadcast. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
I do not wait. It's growing.